Hello again, this is World Pastor. We're in part 126 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this will be program number 228. You can order a copy of it free of charge. Postage and handling is also free of charge. At the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how to, four different ways on how to receive it. We have some letters today, and it's a continuation of a message regarding how to get into the kingdom of heaven, and that's what we're preaching here today. I did several albums with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. I recorded this particular cut in Johnny Cash's studio out in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and I just recently remastered it at Capitol Records on Vine Street at the Tower, Capitol Tower there, and this one is called Run On, and we'll just play that. You can compare my voice with Rovan's. I think you'll find a great difference there. All right, go ahead.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of an angel's feet. Put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. You may run on for a long time, tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down. You may throw your rock and hide your hand, plotting in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and night, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, talk about the mold in your brother's eye. As sure as God made the rich and the poor, you're good. But just what you sow, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell God Almighty's gonna cut on down. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you'll think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider.
Well, you couldn't hardly hear J.D. Sumner in the back. He was doing the yeah yeahs. I love that song. You know, we got so many orders for that particular song and that album out of that it's now on CD out of Africa. And it was just like the Lord. We have a big work there. The Lord has actually got us invading Africa now with the kingdom of heaven. We're in there. Buster and his wife are over there right now preaching the kingdom of God. The congregation has tripled already just in the few days that he's been there. Right now, let's all go to the throne of the living God to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, you always pour out your spirit upon me. Lord, anoint me like you did the spirit hit you when you were baptized in the River Jordan, and you were came down like as a dove, Lord, anoint me. Let every word that comes out of my mouth today, Lord, let it be directly your word. Jesus, you said that the words that you spoke were not your own, but they were the Father's. And the deeds that you did were not your own, but it was the Father's. The Apostle Paul stated that he did a greater work than all the other apostles put together, yet not he, but it was you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that was in him. And Lord, be in me that souls may be saved and that the church may be delivered from all harm. Lord, protect those in your service. Protect Buster over there in Africa. It's like he says, living in a virtual, almost hell on earth, minus the fire. And it's just like people are totally of different opinions over there. And Lord, there, we ask that you make a great and mighty move over there so that we can just completely cover the nation of Africa and cover it in the blood of Jesus. Let those pitiful souls be saved. Let there be resources over there. And these poor children and all these wars, Lord, we ask that you get to these people that are creating them, those goon squads from Rome that are in there inciting people against one another. And over in, we pray for Israel, Lord, that you'll undertake with them that land you gave to the Jews, and it's the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You gave it to them, and you meant for the world to allow them to be there, because anytime someone attempts to get too porky with them over there, Lord, you're going to annihilate them. And we pray that before you annihilate them, that they'll get saved, because it's not your will that anyone goes to hell. It's your will that the people of this world, no matter what they've done out there, Lord, that they would be saved. But put a halt to them immediately, Lord, I pray, that this doesn't go on any longer. You never gave that land to the Arabs or to anyone else but the Jews, to Israel. And you'll bless those that bless Israel, and you'll curse those that curse Israel. Beware, all you people in the world. Lord, we ask that you do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
People in the world can run on for a long time, but it's going to be very soon that God Almighty is going to cut them down. Amen?
Amen.
All right, where's our first letter from, please?
From Nigeria.
Okay, Nigeria. Now, that would be in Africa. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're in there, and we're in there strong. What else?
Dear Pastor Alamo, mercy, grace, and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is wonderful to note the great impact that your literature is having upon the lives of the children of men in my area. The Niger Delta region of Nigeria, most people say that your messages are direct from God himself, and are unfiltered and undiluted.
Well, they are. They are right from God. And these tapes are right from God. So, you know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message that the Lord first preached. That was his first message, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And repent means that you're going down the road one way, and he tells you to make a complete turnaround, 180-degree turn, and start coming the other way, the Lord's way, to come the kingdom of heaven way. Everybody on the face of this earth is wrong, but only God is right. Okay, then go ahead.
As a distributor of your literature, I am particularly grateful to God for knowing you through my brother and fellow laborer, Doug. May the Lord bless the day I met you and him. We conducted a crusade last week, Wednesday, at Rumuasi Village, where we shared about 3 boxes full of your literature and had so many souls converted to the kingdom of our Lord. among whom we took 18 of them to the Chernobyl River for water baptism, after which we sent them to other churches that in that community to abide there in fellowship, since we don't have a church there for now. Many pastors were so grateful that we gave them copies of the literature. Many asked for more copies for their evangelism and for the rest of their congregations. We gave them the address of the International Office at America, and many promised to write you to express their gratitude and request for more. We could see from their countenance that they felt fortunate to get the newsletters. Finally, sir, your ministry here received an invitation to send forth the ceremony from the final year students of Okoro New Odo Community Secondary School here in River State, Nigeria. Again, we thanked God for the invitation and went with 1.5 boxes full of literature and newsletters. We shared them among the students, teachers, and most guests in attendance. We are thankful to the Most High for using us to reach out to someone through your ministry to make this world a better place. We love you, sir. Keep up the good works. And remember to keep us in prayers, and for me in particular, because I am facing a lot of persecution in my home at the moment because of our message of repentance to the Catholic community.
Oh, yes. People are too much into this democratic way of thinking. The democracy says that they allow people to just do their own thing. It's like democracy is for people's rights, which we're for. That comes out of the Bible. And the freedom of speech and the freedom to be able to act and react as he will. Because it's the Lord allows us to use our will. But those are just three points that were taken out of the Bible to create democracy, which was actually started by the Greeks. It's not a God-made plan for human beings. Democracy is like we the people. In other words, a king doesn't rule. It's the majority of the people that vote in a president or a governor or in other officials. And the problem with that is that the majority is always wrong. But in a kingdom, only God is right, and your opinions don't mean a thing. It's the same thing in churches. You know, you have pastors that will preach the 100% truth of the Word of God, and some of them will start splitting hairs and start saying, well, we believe it this way or we believe it that way. In the kingdom of heaven, your opinion amounts to nothing, because the Bible states that there's no private interpretation of the Bible. It means exactly what it says. And therefore, your opinion, my opinion, doesn't count. Nobody's opinion is there. Only the will of God, the Word of God, is supreme. And so people have to, you know, like the Catholic opinion is totally the opposite of the Word of God. And therefore, it doesn't amount to anything in the kingdom of heaven. Buddha's opinion, Muhammad's opinion, you know, every different religion, their opinions amount to zero, because we believe in our church, and you know, if no other church in the world does, this church is going to be a lighthouse for the Lord. His word is supreme. His word is the only word that is right. All of God, all of man's wisdom is like nothing in comparison to God. God's foolishness, if you could say that he ever did have foolishness, is wiser than all of man's thinking or his opinions. And so you even see people in this church, you know, they start thinking, the devil starts planting things in their mind. And that people are so used to living in a democratic republic that they forget that when the Lord calls unto them, they have to... They're going down the highway one direction, and the God that tells them, you have to start thinking a different way. You have to change your thinking immediately, and everything that you've ever learned in your life is wrong. Everything that you've ever learned. And so it doesn't make any difference That is according to eternal life and to the right way of thinking spiritually. You've been taught a democratic way, a republic way of thinking, and that's totally wrong because everyone has their own thoughts or opinions or ideas of what is right and what is wrong. But there's only one right, but there are many wrongs, and so the Lord does not allow that. Now, if you want to be in God's kingdom, you have to think like God thinks. So he says, turn around now and go, turn 180 degrees around and start going the right way, in my way. And that does not allow you in any church or anybody, not me, not you, not anybody, to make up your mind as what you are going to do or what you're going to think. God is the king. He's supreme. He rules. He reigns. He doesn't. Nothing of anybody's opinion in the whole world it amounts to nothing in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so we have to believe God or you will not be in his kingdom. So you got to, he says, change your thinking. Change your mind. Change your minds. I change your heart. I'm changing. I want to put my laws in your heart and my words in your heart. And only I want you to only speak my words. Because everything else, everything you've been taught from the time you were born until the time you die is wrong. And so I want you to know that which is right. And you must read the Bible. And now I see that they have this new King James Version Bible. And all the different people that are on television, they've come up with these new King James Version Bibles. And all these people, almost every one of them, are heretics. And they all believe once saved, always saved, that you can still sin after you're saved, that God covers your sins. Your past sins, your present sins, and the sins in the future, this is a lie. Because the Bible says if you start sinning again, you're like a dog that's returned to your vomit, or a sow that's returned to its wallowing in the mire. And he said if you, after being filled with the Spirit, washed in the blood of Jesus, and you decide to start living another life, he said there remains no more forgiveness for you, no more repentance. Okay, now, you have to think that way, okay? If you don't think that way, you're going to think somebody, some Baptist or somebody from the Catholic cult or one of these other cults is going to tell you, no, you can still sin. Well, you know, Eve believed that you, God would never send anybody to hell. God is a good God and all this stuff, but nobody's going to die. Well, I beg to differ with him. You can go down to the graveyards. They're loaded with the people. They have to keep buying more land to bury people. Amen?
Amen.
They die. You can see them dying like flies. Now, if Eve hadn't believed Satan, and you know at that time, man had the rule, rulership of the entire world. God gave that to him. And mankind lost that until Jesus came back and didn't do anything that Satan said to do. He came in with the kingdom way of thinking. He believed that all the opinions and all the ways of the world were absolutely false, wrong. And he just shocked people. He says, what manner of speech is this? Where did this man get these words? Everything that he does is different than we do down here on this earth. Where does he get all this? And he says, my kingdom is not of this world. You've got a worldly kingdom here that's all set up, but my kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again of the Spirit. And, I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether anybody says, you can't. A religion's not going to save your soul. My Father, I have to be living in you with my Father by the Spirit. You have to eat my words and drink my words. You have to pray. You have to pray without ceasing. Now, you'd say you don't believe that? Well, then you don't have the kingdom way of thinking. You're thinking like the people of this world, of the democracies. And there's all kinds of democracies and republics. They're all over the world. There's many of them. Then there's also kingdoms, like the United Kingdom in Canada, but the Queen has little or nothing to say about the things that are happening there. There's a bunch of people over there that have this system where they send governors to all the different countries that they rule over, and then you've got the one world government kingdom who go in and destroy millions and millions of human beings because they believe it, in order to get this kingdom that they are attempting to throw into action here or to get to complete, they believe that they need to kill millions of people. But what is that? And it's like a drop in the bucket in comparison to the billions of souls that were listened to their opinion of what is correct. But the Lord said that they're not to kill people. You're not to murder them. It isn't just that they're killing them, murdering them. They know that they're murdering people. And they wanted to see just how well the people of the world would receive the thing that they did at Waco. This was the United, supposed to be the United States government that went in and killed those people, murdered them. They did it, and they were laughing about it. And then they even killed some of their own people. They called it friendly fire to make it look as though the people at Waco that had killed them. But you could see it. We have a film of them actually doing the killing of their own people on purpose. So now we have this. The Lord came down. He says, no, this is not the way to go. Anyone that lives by the sword will die by the sword. And he says, don't be persecuting my people. Because he says, you know, when he was came down and started speaking to the Apostle Paul, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And so most people say, well, he wasn't persecuting Jesus. He was persecuting the body of Christ. Well, Christ is the head of the body, and we are his body. So if you're persecuting us, you're persecuting Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Why are you persecuting me? He said, amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if you're persecuting me, you're persecuting Christ. And I guarantee you God's going to start playing with your nose or your lips, and he's not going to be playing. You'll think that something like that would be a walk in the park in comparison to what's going to happen to you. People in government that were against us, a man that was against us in government in Los Angeles, just dropped dead from coming against us in our real estate endeavors there where we're trying to build nice facilities for Jesus to sleep because Jesus is in us, and he said that his... that we are his body. Amen?
Amen.
And so if we're his body, then we're him. We're members of his body. Amen?
Amen.
And so there's no point trying to... You may not understand that because you're democratic and you're a republic thinking, but you've got to start thinking like the kingdom thinking. Now, you don't persecute Christians anymore. Rather, you don't persecute Christ any longer. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Isn't that something? Amen?
Amen.
So watch out when you persecute Christians. You're not persecuting Christians, you're persecuting him, his body. And he is the head of this body, and he's living in us. So be careful. Okay, so let's finish this. So you got to start thinking, as the Lord says, you've got to, your heart has to be changed, your mind has to be changed. You've got to have a new mind set. You've got to set your mind towards the kingdom of heaven and start talking like the kingdom of heaven, walking like the kingdom of heaven, and living as the people of the kingdom of heaven. You can't have your own opinions any longer. You have to just receive what the Lord says and live that way. Amen?
Amen.
All right, case closed. Okay, go ahead.
We love you, sir. Keep up the good works. Sincerely yours, Pastor Harold from River State, Nigeria.
Right, so you should tell your family or whoever it is that's persecuting you this message so that they can maybe be convicted for what they're doing. And you can show them those scriptures in the Bible where there's so many places where the Lord calls us His people, His body, His church. He calls us His bride. He calls us the New Jerusalem. So be careful. You're tampering, you're tinkering with eternal matters. Now, I just heard a preacher talking about that particular thing on on our TV tonight. It was Frederick Price's son. He was talking about how, and he brought many scriptures in that regard, but I thought after hearing this here that it was good for me to pass that along. I thought that was a very good message, all right? When somebody preaches a good message, I say it. Okay, next letter, where's it from?
From India.
All right.
Most honored Royal Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you, your family, and your ministries in Jesus' wonderful name. I am very glad to inform you, sir, that we received your newsletters, Messiah books, and letters. I read your kind letters prayerfully and understood the contents therein and glorified our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John verse 2.
Okay, no, I don't know whether I mentioned that, but when I was talking about the New King James Bible, most of the people that are on television now, many of our heretics have added, are the ones that have changed the King James Version to the New King James Version, and they say that you, once you're saved, you're always saved. So God is going to forgive you no matter how many sins you commit. But the Bible really says, he that sinneth is of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so that's, I think I might have said it, but I didn't want to say, I didn't want to give it a double push, okay? Then go ahead.
Really, I am very happy to receive your spiritual materials to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your materials are very useful in my church and my 75 pastors. I distributed Pastor Tony Alamo newsletters to my church saints and other people who are hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. I enclosed the pictures for your kind information. I distributed some newsletters for my orphan children. The children read your newsletters and share to their class teachers in the schools. We prayed for your dynamic materials when we received the mail. 40 orphan children are at my home. We are feeding physically, spiritually at my home. These children lost their parents in the cyclones and floods, which rarely hit my state. We need your gracious support for my orphan children, and I trust and believe in the days to come that they will grow to be good soldiers for Christ to proclaim the Word of God. Under my leadership, there are 75 to 80 pastors who are doing the Lord's work in different places of my state, and also many pastors are visiting villages, distributing your newsletters, conducting the open-air meetings, and baptizing people in the water. Every month, we are conducting pastors' meetings at my headquarters church, showing the Word of God and praying for the ministry. I have enclosed photos for your kind information. We are independently doing the Lord's work by faith, and we request your gracious support for my pastors and their families. Respected man of God, you are a genuine spiritual pastor in the world. Your newsletters and the Messiah book touch the hearts with the Spirit. We need 120 Messiah books in English to give to the pastors, deacons, ministers, and other leaders in this Hindu nation who are anxious to read this book. Kindly help us also with Telugu Bibles as I request it.
We need to know how close Buster is to these people so he can visit them and verify all these things, right? If it is, then there will be untold support from our church to them, okay? Which, if they're right, our church and his church are the same, one and the same. All right, then what?
Respected sir, we are all praying for you, your family, and your dynamic ministries in the world. We extend your ministry here in India. We are heartily welcoming you and your team to visit and encourage us. Once again, thank you so much for your newsletters, and we send our love and greetings to you, your family, and all the precious saints there. Yours in Christ's love, Pastor Samuel, from Karappa, East Godavari District, Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right. Any more?
One more from Ghana. He says, Beloved Pastor Alamo, the newsletters you sent me are very good, and it is winning souls in my area, especially the Dry Bones newsletter. So please, Pastor, I want you to send me about 30 copies of that one, and I want you to send me a Holy Bible for my own purpose. Thank you very much. May the good God bless you, for your newsletters are making a big difference here in Ghana.
Praise the Lord. All right, is that it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, Sharon, let's start reading on how to have God's life living in you and to become a member of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God.
Jesus said, quote, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me.
So see, that's the way we have to be. He says, I want you to be like me. I want to live in you with the Father by the Spirit, so that everything that you say, it'll be the Father, and I am the Father also, and everything that you say, it'll be me saying it rather than you, because no man can bring people to repentance unless it is the Lord God himself, the Spirit of God. God is the Spirit, not a ghost. God is the Holy Spirit, not the Holy Ghost. That is a fact. All right, then what?
The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Unquote, John chapter 8, verse 28 through 29. That was transferred to the Lord by the Father, and Jesus said that he transfers these commandments to us.
Right. As soon as we receive the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, at near, or has arrived, and so he wants us to build on that by receiving, for us to receive him in us and with his Father by the Spirit, and then for us to make the 180 degree turn and realize what he says is that everything that we know is garbage. There's nothing that we have that is of any value, because the kingdom of heaven does not recognize anything that we know previously. It's of no value. It's only God. What God says and does is of any value. And as long as we turn around and start going, that's the way it is. All right, then what?
Then Jesus said, quote, Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does, unquote. John chapter 10, verse 37. Quote, For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. I know that his command leads to eternal life, so whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say. Unquote, John chapter 12, verse 49 through 50.
Right, and that's exactly what the Lord says that you have to say. Anything other than that, what you're saying, is of no value. So, you know, it's better to hold your words and shut up and just let the Lord speak to you and through you. Okay? That's what Jesus did. He didn't yammer all the time. Then what?
Another scripture that the Lord wants to transfer to us. Quote, Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves that I do.
Right. Now, the Word of God is like got hard, it's got, it's like a casing around it. In order for you to be able to get into the depth of it, the casing of that Word has to be studied until it becomes fully known into your heart and soul. And when it does, there's a nectar or a juice with inside of it. It's the Spirit of God that comes out of that word when you totally realize that you understand it, and then it fills you with power. And so you're not just you're not going to receive the breaking through of that shell, because it's the glory of God to hide to hide something from us, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. Amen.
Amen.
And so studying the Bible is what is necessary for you to be able to get the fullness of it, and to be able to receive the power of it. And the Lord knows when you're studying and when I'm studying and when we're not. Okay, go ahead.
I'm paraphrasing here. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me, who trusts me, will do what I have been doing.
This is what Jesus says. So read it again. Anyone that what?
Anyone who has faith in me, who trusts me.
Who has faith in me, the word of God, who trusts in me, the word of God, then what?
Will do what I have been doing.
In other words, you're going to do exactly what Jesus did. He went, he let the Holy Spirit lead him to wherever he would. He let him take him out into the wilderness and stay there for 40 days on a fast. And then he came down preaching the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what he wants us to do. He wants us to seek first the kingdom of heaven, seek God and all of his righteousness, and then all the things that are necessary for us to be in the ministry will be given unto us. Now, he never told us to just do the things of the Lord so we could have a bigger car or a bigger home or anything like that. These things will be added unto people, but he wants you to see the suffering that's in the world and to do something about it. Because all the things that we read and learn are of no value unless we put action behind them. If he says feed the poor, then you better feed them. If he says to give drink to those, to your enemy, and feed your enemy if they hunger and if they thirst, then you better do it. If he says to visit people in prison and in hospitals, then that's what he wants you to do. And hardly anybody will do it, because they always put their work or the money or the things that they seemingly need, and we do need them, but how much easier, it'll be a lot easier for us to be able to receive these things if we do the things that the Lord says to do. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and I know that the people in the world need the true word of God. And the thing that incites me to do it so much is not only the fact that the Lord wants me to do it, but I want to do it, because I see so much heresy being preached on the TV and on radios. Once in a while, I hear some good messages, but the majority of them are just bad. Okay, then what?
He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. John chapter 14, verse 9 through 12.
So the Lord says that, you know, if we've turned around, we're not living according to our opinions or our ideas or our will, but we've turned around like the Apostle Paul did when the Lord visited him and told him, why are you persecuting me? Paul instantly knew that he was talking, he didn't think he was persecuting this spirit that came down, but he knew that he must have meant that these people were Christ. Jesus said, inasmuch as you did it unto me, you've done it unto the least of my... Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of my people, you've done it unto me. Amen?
Amen.
So he said that, why are you persecuting me? Amen? And it's for sure they were persecuting Jesus. Now, Jesus has a work to do in this world, and he wants to do it in me. And the funny thing about it is he wants to do it in you, too. But he can't do it unless you believe and you receive, and that you really have faith in what he says. And he knows that if you don't live according to the way that the people of the Republic here, or the Democratic Republic of the United States of America, or the One World Government tells you to do, he wants you to, because everyone in the world will be blessed if you do what the Lord says to do. That doesn't mean that you're defiant. It is, in a sense, you could say it's defiant against the One World Government, because One World Government is led and operates and gets its power from that great red dragon, the devil, Satan. But you're not hurting anybody by doing what the Lord says, because he isn't telling you to use carnal weapons to kill people. He's not throwing bombs at people like your presidents of the United States that are taking their orders from the Pope in Rome. How they try to smokescreen that the Pope is giving the orders. I mean, but your federal agents, your federal, all your federal government people are, if they're obedient to the One World Government and the church that tells the government what to do and the media, they're doing things that are the exact opposite of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is harmless, and it wants you to go to heaven. It wants the president to go to heaven. It wants the Queen of England to go to heaven. It wants everybody to go to heaven. And so that's what we're preaching. We're not preaching for, you don't believe the way we do, and so, you know, we're going to do something to you. But that's the way they do. If you don't believe this way, and they can make up stories because they have the media to just keep pumping these things down your throat and tell you these things, but you're not to believe them. You're to believe the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So they're speaking to you all the time. They just keep pumping these opinions of the Vatican, and the government receives them, and the media just keeps pumping them. Now, if pumping it into the general population, and if you believe it, then you're believing in democracy. Then you say, well, all you folks call up and let's vote on what you think is right and what you think is wrong. And because we value your opinion. Your opinions are very valuable to us. Your ideas are important. And even Bush calls me up and says, 17 times he sends me emails wanting me to give him what my ideas are on what's to solve the problems over there in the Middle East. And, you know, my opinion, I told him, my opinion doesn't mean anything, but I want to tell you what God says is going to happen there, all right? And I know what you people are up to. You're up to putting the Pope into the Holy Land, into Israel, and you'll do it, and he'll stop all these goons of the Vatican's from raising hell in all these different countries. Hell isn't a cuss word or a profanity. It happens to be a town. And that town is in the pit of this earth. It's a place where people go when they do not make that 180-degree turn and start believing in the kingdom way of thinking and in the kingdom way of talking. In the kingdom way of walking. Okay? Okay, let's go.
Jesus again wants to transfer these words to you.
Right. He wants to you to talk different. In order, before you can talk different, you have to think different. Amen?
Amen.
And before you start doing something different, you have to think about it. You got to put your mind in gear before you put your mouth into action. Amen?
Amen.
Just like a car, you just can't sit there and park. You have to think about, okay, do I have to go in reverse or forward and drive? And there's there obstacles in front of me. You have to look around. You have to think. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but you've got to put on the Lord's thinking cap, and that's his word. Because, again, everything that you've learned all your life is wrong. Okay? All the way you think now. Everything that you've learned in school is wrong. It's wrong. I can prove it. And it's of no value. You stand before the judgment bar of God, and you haven't changed your mind and changed your way of walking and talking and put on the Lord by reading His Word, you're not going to make it in. You're going to be screaming your head off in hell, and then the lake of fire, because death and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the problem with that kind of a death is that it's forever. You just keep dying and wanting to die, but you never do. There's no hope. There's no transfer out of there. You can't get a hire an attorney to make an appeal for you. There's no appeals. It's eternal life without any chance of pardon. You'll be there. Now, the Lord said that, and that's what He wants you to think and know, okay? You have to put that in your brain and let it stick there. I used to say, make it stick there. Stick in your brain like the hair in a drain, even more than that, because the hair in the drain, you can get out of there, you know, by snaking it out. But this has got to be in there more than that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next.
Again, He said, quote, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
Mm-hmm. So the Father sent Him by the Spirit, and Jesus said, "I'm sending you by the Spirit." What do you mean, the Spirit? I'm alive, you know, they all say. Jesus came into the room that was locked, and He says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And He blew the Holy Spirit in them. And He says, "No." He says, "I'm not a spirit." He says, "Feel me, I'm flesh and bone." Now, the blood had all been drained out of Him and had been offered to the Father as an atonement for our sins. And by faith, you just say, "Lord, cover me in your blood." And all your former sins are washed away. And you can invite Him into your heart. And then you have the power to overcome everything. Overcome all the yourself, first of all. And all the lusts of the flesh. He says, everything that is of the flesh is lustful. He says, everything that is of the world is lust. He said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that's all that's in the world. And the lust of the flesh will not get you into heaven. It'll send your soul to hell. The lust of the eyes will not get you into heaven. It's going to get you into hell. And the pride of life. The Bible says, before a fall, pride cometh. Amen?
Amen.
And so none of those lusts that are here in this world are of any value. So it's better for you to just get a little cottage with a picket fence or some vines around it or something, and go in there with your Bible and start reading what it says, or come over to the church and study with us. We have services every evening at 8 o'clock and twice on Sunday, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. We serve meals after each service, and if you'd like to really serve the Lord with us, you can move in. And God has provided a place for us. Okay, so keep going.
And with that, He breathed on them and said, quote, "Receive the Holy Spirit," unquote.
Right, He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And therefore, they did receive the Holy Spirit. And this was before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, just because they had the Holy Spirit in them did not mean that it didn't need something else. That wasn't enough. Now, to be in the ministry, they had to tarry in Jerusalem in the upper room for however long it was going to be before the Lord poured out the Holy Spirit on them. And He entered into them there. All right, now we've got 5 more minutes here, so keep going.
That was John chapter 20, verse 21 through 22. Mm-hmm. We are also ambassadors of the heavenly government, as Jesus was.
Right. Now, when He enters into you, He wants to continue His work in us. Amen?
Amen.
Because we are the continuation of the Lord's life here on earth. He finished His life, but then on the day of Pentecost, came down into us, into the different apostles there, the different 120 people in the upper room, and He then was living in them. And then there was 3,000 saved, 5,000 saved, and He entered into all of them. When he was here on earth, he was confined to time and space, and he was could only be in one body. But after he finished the work of salvation, when he said it was finished, he gave up his spirit. And he went into hell for 3 days and three nights. And then he rose from the dead, rose out of hell, and conquered. He was complete. He conquered everything. He conquered his flesh. That was the first thing. He never committed a sin, even though he was tempted with everything in the world, because the power of God had baptized him with the Holy Spirit. And when you're in the ministry, you're going to, everything in the world is going to tempt you. And you, every demon in hell is going to come after you. Sometimes many times I felt that there was just, would have been absolutely no way that I would have been able to stand if it wouldn't have been for the Spirit of God. I mean, I know that very well. And on a day-to-day basis, there's no way that anyone can put up with the things that Satan is doing to people today. And people look at the television and listen to radio and read the newspapers and see all these different things, and it depresses them so much that they're seeking death rather than to have to face another day on this earth. But if you do that, what's going to happen? Well, you'll be right in hell. And if you think that what you're going through on this earth is bad, what you'll be going through in hell is a never-ending thing, and it's never going to stop. And you're not to murder anybody, not even your own self, because that's a sin unto death, unto hell. You will go to hell for that. Now go ahead.
We have to represent our government's heart, soul, and mind, the Lord's mind, His will, His purposes, and intent to the earth.
So right, that you have to have the kingdom of heaven thinking. You can't even think of suicide. That's not kingdom thinking. Amen?
Amen.
You can't think of adultery or fornication. That's not kingdom thinking. You can't have... You've got to make your will to be the will of the Father. Otherwise, there's no possible way to enter heaven. There's no possible way for the Lord to do a work in you. You have to walk with Him, and His way is... everything you learned is the opposite of the kingdom of heaven. Democracy is of the devil. Okay? Because if democracy cannot get you into heaven, then it must be of the devil. Republican must be of the devil. Because republicanism cannot get you into heaven. Only the kingdom of heaven. You must think and act and talk and walk and think the way the kingdom of heaven thinks. And that's God's word. Okay, go ahead.
We have to represent our government's heart, soul, and mind, the Lord's mind, His will, His purposes, and intent to the earth, so that His kingdom can come and His will be done on earth, just the same as it is in heaven.
All right, praise the Lord. I'm sad to say that my time is up. And if you want His will to be done in your life, as it is in heaven, you know, as I said before, that there is a commonwealth that you get to be partakers of, if you accept the Lord into your heart and all your sins are washed away and you turn, make a 180-degree turn and start walking towards the Lord. But and that means everything's going to change for you. You're going to have prosperity. You're going to have healing. You're going to have everything because God has already provided these things. You're going to have power to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick and afflicted, and you're going to have eternal life. But in order to do that, here's the way the Lord says. Democracy doesn't say to do it this way. But the Lord says to say this prayer. Okay? Now say this prayer to God and mean it with all your heart and soul. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because Your word says so. All that call upon the name of the Lord, Your word says, shall be saved, because when we call upon You, we're telling You, Lord, that we want to change our ways. We want to change our mind. We want to change the way we think. We want to turn around and come your way. We want to start thinking like the kingdom of heaven. We want to start believing kingdom of heaven beliefs. We want to speak like you speak. We want to teach like you teach. We want to preach like you preach. Lord God, you will not turn me away because I'm calling on you. Therefore I know. Your word says all that call upon your name shall be saved. And therefore I know you've heard me. And I know you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord with all your heart and soul. And here's Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy of program number 228, free of charge. Even the shipping and handling is paid for. Please specify whether you want a audio tape or a CD. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so until tomorrow, this is World Pastor. Make sure you tune in tomorrow because we've got another powerful message for you. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.